Author Lee Smith, Biden certainly part of the setup for the permanent coup against Trump. By Christina Wong on August 19, 2020. Author Lee Smith discussed his new book Permanent Coup. How enemies foreign and domestic targeted the American president with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday. Detailing how former vice president and now 2020 Democrat nominee Joe Biden was part of that permanent coup. Biden was certainly part of the setup, Smith told show host Breitbart News's political editor Matt Boyle. Citing recently declassified FBI notes that showed Biden was involved in the FBI's investigation into former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General, retired, Michael Flynn for alleged collusion. The note showed that Biden was present during a January 2017 FBI briefing in the Oval Office with then-President Obama and had raised the violation of the Obscure Logan Act as a basis on which to investigate Flynn for his phone calls with the Russian ambassador during the transition period. Smith said those documents show that Biden was involved in the investigation of the entirely bogus and contrived investigation of General Michael Flynn. Biden played a fairly large role in my book, he said. The reason that the House Democrats impeached President Trump was essentially to obscure Biden's corruption in Ukraine, he added. This is what happened, they took Biden's corruption in Ukraine, and they turned that around and hung it on Trump. I mean it was Joe Biden who asked for a favor. Demanded a favor from the Ukrainian president. Used $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money as leverage to get them to call off an investigation of his son, and when it started to come out, when people started to say, hey, what's going on? This looks pretty smelly, they turned that around and hung it on Trump, and that's what they rolled into impeachment. So Joe Biden is a major part of the story of the permanent coup targeting the president, also targeting his supporters. Lee said the permanent coup he wrote about in his book is the series of conspiracy theories targeting Trump. First the collusion, then you had the Mueller investigation. Then you had Ukraine Gate, then you had the bogus impeachment inquiry. Then you had weaponizing the coronavirus. Then you have unrest, violence, in the American cities. Now we've moved on to the mailbox, he said. So it's the endless series of operations targeting President Trump, he said. Democrats' goal is to achieve what Obama promised in 2009, the transformation of America. In that sense, he said the coup is targeting the American public. Generally, the nature and character of our country. That project was interrupted with the election of Donald Trump in 2016. A large part of what this operation has been about is to stop Trump and to continue Obama's project to transform America, he said. Joe Biden effectively no longer exists. He's an avatar for Obama's third term. He said Democrats are even issuing threats to the American people. Citing former First Lady Michelle Obama's speech during the Democratic National Convention on Tuesday night. If you look at what Michelle Obama said last night, it's fascinating. In her speech from Martha's Vineyard, Michelle Obama said, "If Trump is re-elected, it will get worse," he said. She's issuing a threat, if Donald Trump is re-elected there will be more violence. The mailbox conspiracy, which is part of the permanent coup. It's laying the groundwork for post-election conflict, he said. The Democrats are basically extorting America. That this is what the riots are about, this is what the unrest is about. Like, we'll give you peace and stability as long as you don't vote for Donald Trump. If you do, a vote for Trump is a vote for a war, he said. He also warned that if Biden does win, it is certain that a Biden Justice Department would get rid of all the current investigations into the Obama administration's handling of its investigation into alleged Trump collusion. If Joe Biden does win, it is certain a Biden Justice Department would get rid of all of these investigations. Not least to obscure the role of Joe Biden, he said if there is no justice to be had. We are also moving into dangerous territory. I believe the Attorney General is aware of that. Filmmaker Amanda Mealyus is directing a documentary based on Lee's first book, The Plot Against the President. Mealyus also spoke to SiriusXM's Breitbart New Daily on Tuesday to preview the documentary. She recalled working in the Trump administration and personally knowing many friends and acquaintances who were first-hand witnesses to this insane Russia hoax that was happening around us. We're watching this whole thing play out, and it becomes clear that this is really the most important story happening in America. She said. She said she decided to leave the administration and direct the film so that the American public can have a basic foundation on what happened. The problem with Russiagate, Russia hoax, is that it's so complicated that that's where they hide, because everybody can hide in the details. And people need to hear a story in order to understand something, because people don't have the time to sit there and pore through every article, she said. It's a dark story, she said. It's the best spy thriller you could possibly watch, because it's real and it happened, which makes it even scarier. More information about the movie can be found here. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.